100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
With this hot weather expected today, it's going to be everyone to the air conditioners.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Every man and his dog. Yeah. It'll be, you know, you fight for it to the death, I think.
That's,
you know?
Right.
That's a prime spot in front of it.
Everyone will be banging the batteries on the back, you know. Oh, come on, just give us one more day. Please, please. It's going to be a real scorcher today, isn't it?
Yeah, stay inside is my advice.
Indeed. Lots of cold showers too.
Oh, absolutely.
At least five.
Well, that seems like a lot, but you know, you do what you got to do. But around this heat, something very important happening today.
Mm.
It's Ari's birthday.
Yay! Happy birthday, girl!
Thanks, guys. You're
bringing the heat today. Have you got anything special planned off the top of the, you know, the head?
Well, this afternoon, just hanging out with my family, making some little cocktails at home. Probably just going to watch a movie, but tomorrow, Mum is treating me to some wine tasting. So, it's going to extend over another day.
So, margaritas tonight.
And wine tomorrow.
And wine tomorrow.
Yeah. I am detecting a theme.
It's all good and fun.
Indeed.
Management have brought the heat as well. How's all the decorations they've put up? All the balloons and the streams.
See, I thought it was you guys, but apparently not. Stephen's like, I take no claim to this.
No, I can't. Yeah, I wish I could because it looks beautiful. I wish I could claim that this is my masterpiece, but unfortunately it's not. I think they've come in overnight, perhaps, you know, when we've all left the building.
The birthday fairies.
Yeah, that's it. It's like a... It is actually stunning. Picasso would be proud, is all I'll say. It's going to be a great show ahead, and, well, like I said, we've got to try and all stay cool today. You know, get your frozen drinks out the freezer on the way to work, all that sort of gear.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So Siobhan and I are still trying to figure out where we fit living with her auntie and uncle. You're trying to figure out what you can do and where you kind of, you know, you don't want to, I guess, overstay your welcome, and you kind of want to make sure you're still useful without getting in the way. And
find a good balance.
Well, that's it. It's a tightrope act, you know, where it is a balancing act, as you said.
Is there a lot of space at this house?
Yeah, there's lots of space for us. It's not so much that we don't have our own space. It's that I feel like... I don't want to, you know, just like take advantage of the fact that they're there. You know, I want to be able to help clean and cook and, you know, provide and be able to help out just so that we're not, I don't know, dead weight, basically, carrying along for the ride. Mm. So, Siobhan's uncle said yesterday he's going to cook some lamb for dinner.
Yum.
Living good at the Hamilton Chateau.
Oh, I know. So Siobhan and I were like, you know what, it's summer, let's make a nice salad.
Yeah, beautiful. Great.
So we drove to Waratah Village, went to Coles there, bought some beautiful, like, herbs, and Siobhan's like, she's actually really good at making salads, you know. She's like, it's so easy when you put in more than just lettuce and tomato, you know, you add all the herbs and stuff. So anyway, we went and bought, you know, like dill and parsley and coriander. We made this beautiful salad and then served it up. Oh, we don't like coriander in this household.
Oh, no. You never use coriander because it's just such a taboo topic.
It's polarizing, isn't it?
It's a divisive herb, isn't it?
The most divisive of all the herbs, I'd say. But I guess on the upside, it means there's more for Siobhan and I. But do feel bad because our one job was to make salad.
And you've stuffed it up.
Well, somehow we've stuffed it up. So we're still learning the balancing act. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you'll get there. And, you know, life at the chateau will slowly improve.
Chateau's unbelievable. I saw your house the other day, Creamer. It's a mansion.
No, it's not. Look, the Mayfield Cottage is humble as ever.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
Now, I'm a bit disappointed, Jared, because fire permit suspended across the Hunter. I was hoping to warm up the house today, get the fire going.
Across a number of local LGAs due to the forecast hot and dry conditions over the next 2 days. So you won't need a fire to warm up the house.
So.
I don't think so.
That's good.
Stephen?
You can rest easy.
The Mercury, Newcastle and Maitland, like Crevo said, is tipped to soar into the low 40s today and tomorrow. I know on my drive-in, it was about 26 degrees, my car said, on my drive-in this morning at about 3 a.m.
Oh. It's unreal, isn't it?
You just know it's going to be an awful day. The Rural Fire Service, who are on high alert, suspended the permits in Cessnock, Dungog, Maitland, Port Stephens until further notice. And they're also just reissuing that warning that we spoke about yesterday. If you're in a bushfire-prone area, be prepared. Anyone who sees unattended fires to call 000 immediately.
Yeah, just be alert is the key, isn't it?
It's unbelievable, isn't it? 26 degrees at 3 a.m. If you don't laugh, you will cry.
Oh, like, I almost did.
it doesn't seem possible.
It's just thick and sticky.
Oh, yuck. Yuck indeed.
Sweat as soon as you get out of the car.
Hear what you're saying.
All right, Jared, also some of these climate protesters who blocked off the port of Newcastle late last year are facing court.
Yeah, climate advocacy group Rising Tide staged the 30-hour protest back in November. Attendees were given permission to form a flotilla designed to block the shipping movements in and out of the port. But when it came to that time expiring, about 100 protesters allegedly refused to get out of the water at the end and were arrested. 61 people have already fronted court, about 21 of those getting convictions recorded. The remaining 36 are set to appear before Newcastle local court today.
Unbelievable. Get out of the water. What are you doing? That ain't cool. What about the ferries? Leave them alone.
Just remember that footage of that old guy who was getting arrested. Yes. You must have been like 85. Yep. He probably couldn't get out in time. He probably couldn't paddle in time. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, the other thing with that is he probably thought, I'll be fine, because when he was young, there was no video cameras to catch him. Right? So he thought it'd be all good.
Now, team, I mean, it is your birthday, Ari. Yes. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You might be out partying later.
Yeah.
And they say that you are as young as you feel, right? Now, there's new venues popping up right around the country, which is hoping to make everyone feel a little bit younger.
Okay.
What do you mean by this?
I'll elaborate. 1145 is the name of both the developing company and the potential new future nightclubs. They're trying to build a party space for, and this is a quote from them, mums and dads, with entrants having to be over 25 years old.
That's what, so checking your ID at the door?
Would they actually, though?
Well, you look very young.
Yes.
You can imagine the bouncers would be doing a lot of that.
Yeah.
And all the mums like, all that sort of stuff.
All that gear. I wouldn't be allowed in these nightclubs. No. I'm not 25. Unbelievable. I wouldn't be able to party.
You're still a baby in their eyes.
Oh, no, I know. Anyway, one of the head honchos of 1145 has said, the venue is aimed for an older crowd. An older crowd provides a different atmosphere, and have different social expectations and requirements than younger people. Sounds like they're not so keen on getting blackout drunk, you know?
A bit more responsible,
can hold their liquor a little bit better.
And maybe like more of the top shelf stuff and less of the cheapest beer available.
What is your house spirit, please?
Yeah.
The target market will be mums and dads on a night out. Business people seeking a more relaxed yet enjoyable environment with more options is what they've said. Now, in terms of playlists, that's the most important thing for any nightclub,
sure.
I think.
Yeah.
They're going to have like lots of different DJs and stuff. But basically, they reckon on all the different stages, they'll be able to provide culturally diverse music at, and this is the absolute kicker, you guys will love this, a lower decibel to appeal to parents and partygoers over the age of 25.
Turn it down!
Keep the music down! Unbelievable, isn't it? I think this is such a fun idea, and they've got to, like, if they are building these multi-story clubs, you know, like, think like King Street, you know, like the new King Street now is like three levels or four levels or whatever it is. Surely they dedicate a level to, you know, like having a physio there, because everyone's knees are going to be bung, and their hamstrings and their backs are going to be bung, you know?
And then Panadol's for sale in the vending machine and stuff like that.
If you can't buy anywhere in these multi-story clubs like a hot Milo, I think they've missed the mark, haven't they?
Well, yeah, absolutely. You'd see that, you go, where's your hot Milo? You haven't done this right.
Well, if it's for the older parents and whatever, you'd think they'd have like a lot of couches, a lot of seating areas, not much room to dance.
Yeah, people get tired really quickly.
That's it. I need to sit down after this song, y'all.
I'll have a cup of tea, please. I don't know how well it's going to do.
Well, get you in charge of marketing,
Greg.
Well,
sure.
Because you're the target demographic.
I'm the oldest on the team.
So what we'll do is we'll hook them up with your number.
Yeah.
You can be in charge of marketing. Whatever you want, we'll put in these clubs,
When it comes to Newcastle, happy days.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
All right, guys, so you do know that is my birthday today.
Happy birthday, girl. Let's get it.
I'm surrounded by balloons.
I know, it's beautiful. So I've been asked all week this week, Mum keeps going, Ari, what would you like for dinner? Do you want me to make you something beautiful? And I said, oh, yeah, but Mum, you cook every night. Take the night off. It's okay, we'll get takeout. So she's like, all right, what do you feel like? So we have a heap of different foods and restaurants up at the Cameron Park Plaza. So, you know, you've got your noodles, you've got Chinese food, you've got kebabs. So I thought, you know what?
Harrigan's out there, I think.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Yeah, I've been to Harrigan's too many times. Right, okay. I don't need my patronage. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to have a nice little cheeky kebab. Ooh. Everybody loves a kebab. And I've seen this news story this morning that I just, it's deterred me from eating them ever again. So basically, this Welsh ambulance service is not complaining, but are reminding people to only call for paramedics if there is actually an emergency.
Yeah. Well, that's 000 for emergencies.
Only emergencies.
Well, this Welsh person claims that he ate too many chicken or doner kebabs, so he's now got a stomach ache and had to be rushed to hospital, allegedly. So you shouldn't overeat kebabs. So now
is that
I'm
a message
worried.
To yourself?
Yes, because yeah. It's my birthday, so of course I'm going to overeat.
Got to overindulge, don't you? Treat yourself.
So maybe I'll just have some pumpkin soup for dinner instead of a kebab.
Nah, doesn't sound as good. No. Treat yourself to the kebab. That's what I'll say.
Stick with that.
Now though, I want to talk about Newcastle as a whole, Novocastrians.
Best
right.
place to live.
Well, you say lovely. I'm wagging my finger a little bit because Nui, it seems, needs to wash their collective mouth out with soap.
What's Ooh. Happened?
Jeez.
Novocastrians apparently swear on average 16 times a day.
That's a lot.
It seems like a lot, doesn't it? This is all based on a survey conducted by Preply, which is like an e-learning platform. Mm-hmm. They've asked more than 1,500 residents of the 22 largest metropolitan areas to see which country is the cursing capital. That's what they've coined it.
Bit of alliteration. Great, yeah.
Newcastle is fourth, behind only Gold Coast, who have an average of 17, Toowoomba with 18, and Bendigo with 21.
Yeah, well, all of wow. that makes a lot of sense if you've ever been to Toowoomba or Bendigo. they're sort of the
Loose.
Wild West.
Well,
we've been stuck in with them.
Yeah, the top five, not normally a great thing. In this situation, maybe not so good.
Well, I'm not sure. I don't know how you guys feel. I feel like we are perhaps at a bit of a crossroad. Like, on one hand, being a town known for its potty mouth is probably not something to be particularly proud of.
Not really, particularly with such a relaxed type of lifestyle we all have and culture out here.
Mm. On the other hand,
pretty funny.
Well, yeah, that's it. If you're going to be bad, be good at it. Let's try and be number one. You know, like maybe
bad
we
to
should,
the bone.
Maybe we should try and like up that a little bit and get to number one. Be number one at something, you know? Be known for something.
Be famous.
Yeah, I feel like, or infamous, you know, either way, as long as people are talking about you.
All publicity is
good publicity. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I was about to say. Now, I already know a few people who are bringing up the average, and we all know someone who's like up and above that 16 a day.
A little you're bit. Not,
16 an hour, perhaps, if they're that sort of person who haven't had their coffee on a Monday morning, keeps stubbing their finger.
Every second word type situation, yeah. You know. But I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you feel like we've either got to, A, clean up our act, or B, just shoot for the stars?
I think lean into it.
You reckon?
Yeah. If you've got, Newcastle does have a bit of a gritty edge. We're all a bit working class, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Steel City. Mm.
Exactly. I think it's part of our heritage, and we can lean.
Swearing is part of our heritage.
Yeah. We can lean into it.
Yeah, well, I think that's a bit of an excuse, just so that you can swear more, Grievo. Wow. It would be acceptable.
Well, don't you think, though, you know, in the days of old, people working at the BHP steel mills, do you think that would have been clean language area?
Probably
nah, not at all.
Come on.
No.
Yeah.
Or working out in the coal mines or whatever, you know, chipping away, working away, everyone's covered in soot. There's no way that was a clean language zone.
But in our modern days, everyone, like I said, is a lot looser. And their morals are a lot looser as well. So I feel like, you know, if they're going to swear more, okay, keep it behind closed doors. But while you're out in public, Just keep it under wraps. Yeah, okay. Clean up a little bit.
Sounds like overall, though, we've decided we're shooting for the stars.
Yes.
Swoombar, we're coming for you.
Let's go for gold.
The brand Arnott's, they're back in the news again.
They've been everywhere this week, haven't they?
Walk of the town. So Arnott's Shapes have teamed up with Budgie Smuggler to bring out some new swimwear. Very popular, apparently.
Interesting. So what's the, I guess, the vibe on these?
This is edible swimwear?
No. So it's basically just, so your barbecue shapes, for example. You know how they have that iconic green colour on the box when you go and buy them at the supermarket?
Yeah.
It's just that colour with pictures of the actual shape on swimmers.
Oh, so it sort of looks like, you know, it might be a very tasty... Tasty part to eat.
Yeah, pretty much. So basically they've come out in both the classic smugglers and women's smugglets two-piece swimmers.
So you can have like the chicken crimpy board shorts or something.
Well, no, not board shorts.
It's strategically placed.
It's just the Budgie smugglers.
So one
Tony Abbotting it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, just looking on their website as well, so that's where they do sell them. So you can't really buy them in stores anywhere, but that's okay. It does appear, though, that the barbecue shapes version are the least popular. However, there's only six remaining. No, well, they've only got a couple of flavours. So they've got the barbecue, the pizza, and the chicken crimpies.
Pizza's the best. Everyone knows that.
Crimpies are best, but anyway, I digress.
Okay, so these Budgie Smugglers will set you back $70.
Poor, nah.
But
nah.
You're paying for the brands, right?
You're taking the mick. That's too expensive.
That's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, average Nova Castrian is not going to spend that much on some novelty swimwear.
No, they might. Work it in the budget.
Oh, I don't know. I get, you know, like, Budgie Smugglers are the thing at the moment, aren't they?
Trendy,
like, they've become such a big brand, like you said, and you pay for the name, and it's all, it's summery and vibey, but $70 for a pair. You can go down to, you know, like, Kmart and get yourself some swimmers for, like, I don't know, $10 or something.
That seems cheaper. Are you a Budgie Smugglers guy, Stephen?
I have not been, no. I don't think I've got the... I don't think I can pull off the Budgie Smugglers.
Why is that?
I feel like there's a couple, perhaps, short tan lines I need to sort out before moving into Budgie Smuggler region. I feel like it would really kind of accentuate and highlight the paleness of my upper leg compared to the, I guess, relatively more tanned lower leg.
Yeah, right. Not a Budgie Smuggler man.
Not at the moment, yeah.
Has Siobhan been pressuring you to wear them?
Not at all.
They are on trend.
It's a treat for her.
Apparently. No, I haven't been pressured at all. But
she's too nice to you.
Well, no. I can just wear what I want. I refute this line of questioning. I don't know how this has turned to me.
Ari, what about your partner? Is he a Budgie Smuggler man?
I'm sure he would wear them with pride, but no, he's a board shorts guy. He's been too boring at the moment, so maybe I'll just buy him like these chicken crimpy shapes Budgie Smugglers. He might wear them for me if I asked him.
Special treat.
I'd ask you, Crevo, but the thought of it makes me want to throw up, I think.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Coming in this morning on Maitland Road, so driving out towards Maitland, I saw a massive, like, meteor or something go down just out towards Madawi.
No, you did not.
Fall to the ground or just
just behind the, like, shoot down and then through the horizon. Unreal.
Are you sure?
Yeah. It was huge.
You reckon it made contact?
No idea.
Yeah, right.
It would be in the news right now. If it was.
Well, I don't know where it landed. Obviously, it just went, like, behind the horizon, Madawi direction.
Right.
Yeah. It was huge. And it's quite slow moving as well. Like, and then gone. Unreal. It was so bright. I've never seen anything like it.
Are you sure it was a meteorite?
No, I could have. So the other ones that are slow moving are space junk.
Yeah.
But usually they're more, like, they're smaller. This was big and bright.
Probably thought that the world was going to end on your drive into work. You're like, don't have to work now.
I did not think that.
The other things that are slower as well is, like, a UFO in second gear. You know?
I'm not saying it was, but maybe it was. Because you never know what gear a UFO is driving in.
And, you know, like, I assume they have multiple gears to go slower and quicker.
Sure.
Maybe they were just doing the scenic tour, you know. And now this is Earth. Have a look. That's Madawi over there. all that kind of gear.
Well, you know what? If you're visiting Earth, you're going to visit Mendawi. There's no doubt about it. If you're from another planet. So, you know, it could have been that. Who knows? But it was a bright, slow-moving object through the sky. Unreal. Very, very exciting start to the morning. Now, a story out this morning about the cost of camping, especially when it comes to kids. In the past, you just rent a campsite. $40 or $20 or depends where, you know, yeah, how flash it is, what facilities they've
got. If they got dunnies there, et cetera, yeah.
That's it. However, now, though, a lot of campsites are charging extra per child. So they're saying that when you rent a site, that's for two adults, and then for every extra kid, either some $10 a kid, which if you got, you know, a couple of kids, that's expensive,
yeah,
up to $50 per child.
Really?
That's insane.
So if you've already got a site for, you know, $50, and then it's $50 a child, you've got two kids, you're $150 for the night.
Get a hotel. Get an Airbnb.
You should get walls and a roof for that, not just a campsite.
Absolutely. That's unbelievable, isn't it? Because like you said, I swear you always used to, you buy a site and it's like, this site can hold max 8 people.
Yeah.
And if you had 2 or if you had 8, it was the
same
price.
Doesn't matter. That's right. But they're, you know, they're switching it up and trying to make more money. Now,
it's the living getting everyone.
It is.
Yeah, literally.
Reading the comments section, this is where it gets interesting because obviously people have come up against this problem. One lady said, oh, my 4-year-old has been an infant for the last 2.5 years because it's free for infants. And, you know, they look rather small, so yeah, he's getting away with it. And this got me thinking, sometimes, you know, the system is out to get you. The system is out to get you.
Hmm.
Sometimes you just got to wiggle your way around and do a little cheat on the system. Like that lady,
okay.
Right? Here's another example. When I finished university, I managed to get a student card that had no expiry date on it.
Really? Do they do those?
Well, for years, I don't know, it was like an error or whatever, for years afterwards, I was just like getting into everywhere as a student.
Well, of course you would. Yeah, of course you would.
A student card. And they're like, they look at it, can't see an expiry date on it. Oh, well, in you go.
So similar. I was so lucky with my student card at uni. Someone told me they'll like go in the last week before you graduate and like get a new student card. Say you've lost yours, print out a new one. It costs you like $10 or something like that.
Yeah.
But you get it for another 3 years. You earn back that $10 and some. Geez. Don't worry about it.
That is a good deal. What about yourself, Ari? Ever cheated the system?
Well, it's myself and my mother that's cheated the system for a lot of years. And so basically when you go to the movies, right, and they go, oh, kids under 12, you know, it's like a $6 ticket or
real
less,
cheap.
More
yeah,
or less, right?
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, when you're above that age, you're paying like $20 a ticket, especially in these times right now. So anywhere between the ages of 12 and 14 or 15, I would try and pass myself off as under 12. Must be that youthful skin that got me in. But yeah, mum's like,
you got away with it.
Yeah, we'd be queuing up in the line and mum would always, you know, sneak over to my shoulder and whisper, okay, now what I want you to do, I want you to act 3 to 4 years younger so we can get you in for $6.
Yeah.
I'm like, done, let's do it, let's give it a go. Worked every time.
More money for snacks.
It's the classic when you're at the booth and they're like, how old's your kid? And mum says 12. And you're like, no. And you get stomped on the foot. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I am 12.
Mum, I want a Happy Meal.
Exactly. Well, if you save the money, you can. So that's what I want to do here. 4967-4105. What are your little hacks for the system? Have you gotten away with saving money through these different, you know, methods or whatever?
And you got to. I mean, it costs a living through the roof.
That's
it. It's dog-eat-dog world, isn't it? You got to survive how you can.
Maybe you got a mate who works somewhere. Use their, like, staff discount or that sort of
thing. Oh, that's cheeky.
Along the journey, that kind of thing. Let's go to the phones. We've got Anonymous caller. Anonymous, what's your, I guess, hack for the system?
How you going, fellas?
Very good. And Ari?
Yeah, tell us.
I don't pay for electricity, I don't pay for gas, and I don't pay for internet.
What do you mean you don't pay for it? You just dodge the bills, do you?
No, well, there's certain providers out there that don't ask for any form of credentials when you sign up.
Don't they?
What does that even mean?
So, for example, I've used the name like Tony Hawk, Bob Burfish. So it's like I don't like paying bills, and if I can get it for free, I'll just connect my address every quarter under a new name. Simple as that.
Wow. So it's a classic, like, signing up under a new email account to get you 30 days free of, you know, Amazon Prime or whatever.
Netflix.
But, like, on obviously a much more extreme level than that.
Yeah, well, like, even during summer, like, the stuff that's always on, like, once I got over a bill over $1,000, once I thought there's going to be an easy way, and, yeah, like, my bill averaged $2,800 to $3,500 a quarter for electricity.
Holy dooly.
Wow, is all I can say. I don't think we can really condone that.
It feels maybe slightly illegal, I think. Unbelievable.
Not a legal expert myself. I'm just going to say, if you're thinking of doing that, probably don't. But working for Anonymous is all I'll say.
105.3 UFM. The Novos. Lowest.
Money, money, money.
To Lux.
Now, Ari, are you a little bit jealous that everyone else is getting presents on your birthday?
Well, yeah, I thought when I come into work today, you guys would have all the prize sheets just for me.
Just filled out Ari, Ari, Ari on every single prize.
Unfortunately not. Unfortunately, there's still plenty of chances for Nova Castries to win this morning. Right now is one of them. 49674105. We're playing Lowest to Lux to win yourself one of New FM's famous back to school packs. So, pretty simple. We'll give you three items. You order them from the least expensive to the most expensive.
Let's meet our contestant for this morning, shall we?
We'll head to Weston. Morning, Ashley. How's things?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, you excited for the long weekend? Anything planned?
Not really. I'm working most of it, so...
Hard going. Someone's got to work it, though, don't they? You've got to pay the bills somehow.
Yep.
All right. Well, what we'll do here, Ashley, is we'll play New FM's Lowest to Lux. So I will read you three items. All you've got to do is tell us the least expensive to the most expensive, or the lowest to Lux. Got it?
Okay.
All right. Best of luck. Here we go, Ashley. The first item I've got for you is one adult ticket for a two-hour whale-watching encounter with Coast XP in Newcastle.
Mm.
Whale-watching cruise for one adult. Okay. Item number two is Uncle Toby's Le Snack Tasty Cheese six-pack.
Ooh.
Make me hungry. I do like a Le Snack.
And your third and final item, Ashley, is a 2023 Bering 145 Expedition Yacht. They're your three items. So you've got an adult ticket for a whale-watching encounter here in Newey. You've got the Uncle Toby's Le Snack, and you've got the Expedition Yacht.
Okay, let's get this going, because things are pretty intense here. Everything to play for. And by that, I mean the back-to-school, huh?
What do you think? What do you think's the least expensive, Ashley?
The least expensive, I'm guessing, would be the Le Snack.
All right, so I can reveal to you... Oh, wait, well, let's go. Yeah, let's go the full order, actually.
What's
so,
your next one?
What's your next one?
The next one would be the whale-watching cruise.
Yeah, which leaves you with the yacht as your most expensive. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Uncle Toby's Le Snack Tasty Cheese six-pack comes in at a whopping $5.50.
Ooh.
Which means you need this whale-watching encounter to be higher than that. I can reveal that one adult ticket for a two-hour whale-watching encounter with Coast XP in Newcastle comes in at $125.
Yep.
So to win it all, the back-to-school pack, you need this yacht to be more than $125.
Is it?
The 2023 Bering 145 Expedition Yacht comes in at a cool $36,155,000.
God.
Which means you have won yourself one of UFN's famous back-to-school packs. Well done, Ashley.
Awesome. Thank you.
It was tough, wasn't it? But you've gone and done it. I mean, all of the accolades. You deserve them. And good luck with your working long weekend.
Thank you very much. Have a good day, guys.
Yeah, nice, you too. What a lovely lady she is.
And Newcastle.
And the Jets have the advantage. And it's paid cash for the Jets.
105.3 New FM, official home of the Newcastle Jets. And now, catching up with Jets legend Ryan Scott.
Yeah, Crevo, you said it's hot. Someone who's thrilled to be training in today is Ryan Scott. Thanks for joining us again, mate. Happy New Year.
Yeah, no worries. Good to be back here. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been. Been a long break for us, not for you, though. You've played so much football, and there's so much we've got to get into. But first and foremost, I want to ask you, I'm going to show you a pitch here, and I'll explain it to the people listening as well while I describe what's going on in this photo here.
All right, describe the photo.
Basically, it looks like yourself, Dowsy, and Noah James dressed up in some sort of fancy dress. Yes. I've seen it on the socials.
There's a wig involved. What's happening?
Yeah, that was our Christmas party.
For the club, was it?
Yeah.
Nice.
So that was, oh.
At Christmas, around Christmas.
Yeah. Before Christmas.
What did you guys dress up as?
I was going to say, was there a theme, or did you guys just dress up of your own accord?
This is your Sunday best.
It was Dynamic Duos, but we had an odd number, so we said we'd do a three, and we were the bench warmers. So Dowsy was Clark, I was Richie, and Jimbo was Gus.
Yeah, right. There you go. Yeah. I saw that post and I thought, oh my God, what is going on here? Has it been fun around the club around Christmas? I mean, lots of people like yourself, you know, not originally from Newcastle, away from family and stuff. Do you do a lot as a team?
Yeah, it's always can be tricky. We were lucky enough to have Christmas Day and Boxing Day off. So I got to go back to Melbourne, and I know a few of the other boys got to go back to see their family. But it's always a busy schedule for us as well. So, we've been pretty flat out, a lot of games recently. But yeah, we're sort of coming through the end of that little busy period now, and another game this week, and then sort of back to normal proceedings after that.
Yeah, well, it has been super busy. I mean, you've been playing midweek games. You played on Tuesday. Congratulations on a great game from yourself and the team as well. Really? Nice to get a win.
Yeah, fantastic.
Was there a bit of extra, I guess, going into it? I mean, you don't want to say it, but like revenge game after the VAR debacle last time you played them? Felt like you were probably the better side. Did you come out with a point to prove?
Yeah, obviously we sort of got ourselves into not a bad position, and then had them three games in Sydney, conceded last kick of the game against MacArthur, and then lost to Brisbane, which we thought we really missed an opportunity in that one. And then Sydney gave us a bit of a touch-up. So it's still sort of early, but it was sort of season on the line that we felt on the weekend. You know, we haven't played much at home, so it was good to get back at home. I think that was only our fifth game there, so... Yeah, it was a must-win game for us, and we turned up and got the job done.
You're playing home again this weekend, this Saturday, but, like, I mean, it has been so much football, three games in the space of a week, basically. Mm. How does it look like with midweek games and stuff? Do you train less? Do you have a bit more days off? Like, what's this week look like?
Yeah, it's basically play, recover, and then you're sort of straight into your preparations for the next game. So, like, usually we'll... In a perfect world, we have, like, say, four sessions in the week. You do, like, a reintro session, then your conditioning, and then you start your tactical preparation for the game. Whereas at the moment, it's basically play, recover, and then straight into your tactical stuff. So it's our first session back today, and we'll do some video on Wellington, you know, before we start training. So, yeah, we're already focusing on that.
Yeah, absolutely. And a good history against them. I mean, basically.
earlier in the season.
So good luck. Everyone's excited. Hopefully we can have another good result against them, right?
Yeah, that's it. Hopefully we can see our fans and members there again on Saturday. And then we're home again next week. So we've got a good little run at home. And, hopefully we can keep winning.
How good's that? 6 p.m. kickoff it is. Donald Jones Stadium Saturday against Wellington. Best of luck. Fingers crossed you get the win. And like you said, get as many Novocastrians down there. Let's get behind the boys.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
And we're just joined by Ryan Scott, but he's not the only soccer star in studio.
Is he?
Last night I played for Abysmal Abilities, of course, my five-a-side team.
That's right.
Spears Point there, Lake Mac Regional Football Facility, I think it's actually called.
So good crowd.
Decent crowd, actually. Yeah, not really. Bad turnout. We unfortunately did lose in what is one of the most, like, Wednesday night social sport aspects you'll ever see, you know? Like, oh, my God. It was just the prototypical match, wasn't it? Like, we came in already short of numbers, so we're getting fill-ins, and, like, my partner Siobhan played. We were in all kinds of dramas. And then just before halftime, one of the guys on our team pulls a hamstring. We're down by one goal at halftime, end up losing by about 10.
Oh.
Just run out of gas. We're all knackered. It was hot last night. Oh, it was such...
But you played well.
I played pretty well, yeah.
So what was the score in the end?
I think we lost like 11-3 or something like that. Yeah.
And you scored all three, no doubt.
No, I played mostly in goal.
Oh, right. Yeah, so you let in 10.
Well, that's it. I brought out my inner Ryan Scott.
Yes.
No comparison. Doing all the same. Nah, I played maybe half the game in goal.
Okay. And do you get player of the match?
I would have done, I think. Yeah. I think that is the dream of any athlete, really, to be player of the match in a losing side. Where you can start pointing fingers at everyone else, you know? It is the dream.
At least you are the best of the worst.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, you can care to dream. You deserved it. We'll sort out a medal or a trophy or something for you, Stephen.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. The other night, looking to get some takeaway Thai food from Bangkok Nights. It's our go-to. My wife, Emmy, and I, we love going there.
It's your favourite, isn't
it? Yeah, in our mind, it's like the Michael Jordan of Newcastle Thai food.
Is it in Mayfield as well?
No, it's in Hamilton on Beaumont Street.
Yeah, sure.
Really, really good. Anyway, looking through the menu, sometimes we'll just like, you know, phone order and then duck in and pick it up.
Yeah.
And Emmy said, oh, I really feel like this Thai dish, which is like it's a pork rib soup. It's called Tom Sup.
That sounds good.
Oh, it's really delicious. Sort of savoury, and then you got those like soft bones that are you can sort of crunch through the cartilage or whatever.
Oh.
Never heard of it.
It's very, very nice. Anyway, looking through, can't see it on the menu. It's a Thai dish. They'll be able to make it.
Oh, no, they won't.
I said, what do you mean? She goes, yeah, you just it's a Thai dish. They'll have it. Anyway, she rings up and off menu, completely not on the menu, orders this dish. And I was thinking, is it really the right thing to do to order things that are not on the menu? Anyway, they did it. They made it.
Did they really?
Yep, they made it. They just took the order and made it.
Customer service at its best.
That is very good customer service. But it did bring up the debate. Can you order things that are not on the menu, or is that a bit of a diva move?
I reckon this would split customers and hospitality workers right down the middle, because as a hospo worker, you'd be like, absolutely not. Do what's on the menu and don't ask us for anything else. Make our lives easier. But the customers, we want what we want.
It's a completely different dish as well. I think it's different if you just, you know, taking the egg off a burger or something.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're not really talking about that, but
can
it's
I
more
replace
like
the beef patty with tofu or something, you know? That's all right. You
that's
can
easy
do that
too.
Sort of stuff. Yeah.
But if you order something that's just not on the menu, is that all right?
And you're right, Ari. I feel like people should have to do their, like, compulsory two years in, like, retail or hospitality.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing worse than when someone orders something off the menu and then gets so upset that they can't have it.
Yeah.
If you want that item, go to a restaurant that serves it. What makes you so entitled to think they have to, like, do it for you?
It's like ordering a beef casserole and mashed potato in a taco joint. Like, it just can't be done.
Yeah, well, I'm against this big time, I think.
Okay, 4967-4105. Is it right or wrong to order things that are not on the menu? Maybe you do it, or maybe you're on the hospitality side and this really grinds your gears. Let's go to Carter first. Katie, is it right or wrong to order something that isn't on the menu?
Look, if it's not too busy, absolutely. However, I've got a secret option. I picked it up from back in the day when we went to King Street Macca's when everything closed. Mm-hmm. There was a guy in front of us. He had these really long pockets and he's just gone up to them and asked them for some hot water. And they're like, well, hot water, what do we want this for? And he's whipped out a bloody tuna noodle packet. So, I mean, if in doubt, BYO.
That's just cooking your own food, aren't you?
And if you're that fussy of an eater that you can't find food at McDonald's, I pity you.
Yeah, well, that's it. You don't understand food.
All right, let's go next to Maitland. Morning, Karen. What are your thoughts on this?
I don't think it's actually about the whether or not it's okay for the customer to ask. I think the customer just needs to take into account where they are. If you're at McDonald's, you can't ask for chips
That's all right.
They can't glue the fries together to make a chip. But if you're in an actual restaurant and the person in the kitchen has actual food around them and they know how to actually cook, then I think it's okay to ask. If they can't do it, they'll say no. Mm. There's a difference between cooking and knowing how to cook and having the facilities and the staff to do that, and being somebody who's standing on a production line, pinging stuff that's coming frozen. Yeah, and you need to know where you are.
Yeah, it depends on the restaurant is the sort of thing you're saying, yeah.
A customer's always right.
In the area of cuisine. You can't ask for beef stew in a taco joint, but you could ask for
you could ask for a soft taco, and if they can't work out that they can use a tortilla to make a soft taco when they don't have anything else, then you're not in a restaurant.
Yeah, right.
I get it. No, I'm around this. Yep.
Are you? I feel like that's a bit of a customer's always right type attitude from Karen.
Hospitality. So if you are a hospitality worker and you have a fear of people asking for something different, it's because you know what's going on out the back is frozen fast food.
Yeah. Karen, calm down. I'll get you a manager. It's all right. We'll sort this all out, of course. We'll work it out for you. Customer's always right.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
And there is just no let up for those that loathe cricket. So, my mum is one of those. I was on the phone with me folks last night.
Yep.
Anyway, last night was the final of Big Bash League, the T20 league we have domestically here in Australia.
Finally.
So, yeah, lots of people. Games have been on every night for the last couple of months, basically. Brisbane Heat took it out. They beat Sydney Sixers in the grand final. Mm. And my mum was like, thank God, no more cricket. We get to get rid of cricket for just a little bit. Wrong. The test cricket start again now. Australia versus West Indies start today. So, well, the second another test one? Starts today or whatever. Yeah, exactly. I think that's a lot of sentiment from a lot of people. Another one.
Can your mum not get a second telly?
I think she does watch like movies in another room or something like that.
I was going to say, surely, even like a Netflix on your laptop or something.
But they're so far behind on their regular shows they watch, their regular series and stuff. Right. Like, they're recording them all on the DVR, downloading them all, but they aren't watching any of them.
Because your dad's so into the cricket.
Yeah, so the summer of cricket keeps on rolling on. Unfortunately for those who loathe it, and fortunately for those who love it, plenty more cricket to be played this summer.
Fabulous. I definitely won't be watching it. Now, boys, the fiery drama of Max returns to our screens on Monday evening, and I'm pumped up about it.
Yeah, so you're a big Max fan, aren't you?
Oh, huge. Reality TV, give it to me all day.
Interesting.
I sit here on my high horse, but if I watch 3 episodes, I'm watching the whole series.
Yeah,
I get hooked. It catches you in.
Because you're thinking, oh my God, I can't believe, they're texting someone behind their back.
All that kind of gear, absolutely.
It's fantastic. But recently in the news, though, a TikToker has come out about her audition process for the 2024 season.
Right, so she's an aspiring reality TV star.
Yeah, I guess you could say that, but that's just speculation.
However, recent season. So this is the most up-to-date information.
Yes, of course, but she isn't actually on the show. There's not really much information about why she's not on it, or is she pulled out of it herself? Anyway, so it's a lengthy audition process. I think audition started in February, ended in September last year for this upcoming
year.
It's a lot of time that you're doing this for. So, yeah, so she's spoken up about the audition process. She claims that there were a lot of interviews with a range of different producers on the show, also wanting to record her doing this type of duck walk, like she's in RuPaul's Drag Race. I don't know. It must be like this type of strut.
It's a duck walk. Is it like a catwalk, kind of?
I don't know.
Walk like a duck, sounds like a duck, tastes like a duck.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, so she also claims that she had to undertake a police check, a citizenship test. Obviously, that's pretty standard for any type of show. Background check.
Yeah, make sure you're not a criminal.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, they also make you take these medical exams, obviously mental health and physical health. But what was really kind of strange to me, they allegedly made them take an STI test and a blood test.
Not that strange, I guess. You're about to get married to someone. Oh, I don't know. They should probably know.
Yeah.
You would normally know that sort of stuff leading up to a marriage anyway.
Yeah,
I know, but that just really caught my eye.
It is a marriage of true love, so you want to know this information.
That's right. You want to get checked. But she also claims, now this is very controversial, and this has been in the news since Mass basically started, but recently over the past couple of years, she claims that during the interviews with these producers, she felt like they were testing how well they could influence her to say certain things. So, you know, all about this whole bad editing.
Yeah, power of the edit.
That's it. Wow. So she claims that, well, basically, if you're able to be influenced really easily, well, then you've got your spot on the show.
They want to see if they can put words in your mouth, exactly. Essentially, and get you to repeat them back.
Mm. These are the claims.
And then trap you, yeah. Mm. Wow.
Now, what we sort of, I guess, We're not shocked.
No.
But it is still surprising.
Mm. I think that is something that, like, you know what? I'd love to go on reality TV one day.
You'd be good on it.
I think it would be so much fun, but the power of the edit is real, and it is something that scares me.
Yeah.
I am worried they'll go up there and they'll, you know, they'll manage to cut clips and do bits and bobs and make me look like something that I'm perhaps not.
And that's what you got to be so careful of, and especially on a show like Maths, she might have dodged a bullet there. Not going on.
I'm also a little bit less keen now that I've heard it's like an almost a full year audition process. That surprises me. It's
February
so
to September. That's outrageous.
The people that get on there, they don't have the patience and stuff to do this kind of long process. You wouldn't think.
No, they don't. They would just want instant fame or instant love, depending on which side of the scale you're on.
I think probably the first one.
Just go on Tinder, people. Just go on Tinder.
You find more love there.
The Novo's Guide to the Weekend. Finding new fun stuff to do around the Hunter.
Yeah, a special guide to the weekend as well, because it is a long weekend,
yes.
Team. Come on,
Thank God.
Early to you on a Thursday. Now, of course, the full list will be up on New FM throughout the week. At newfm.com.au is our website. You'll be able to see it there. It'll be on the homepage. You'll be able to find it as we move into the afternoon. But a couple of things I've highlighted. I've got some stuff, I guess, to try and beat the heat.
Perfect.
So I've got water-related type activities happening this weekend.
All right.
First one I've got is Social Beach Volleyball, which is happening at Blacksmiths Beach. So Hunter Volleyball's annual Australia Day Social Beach Volleyball competition is happening. So they've got men's and women's pairs, and you've also got mixed threes competition. BYO Shelter, and you can enjoy the players' barbecue at Belmont Surf Lifesaving Club. It's happening tomorrow from 8 to 8.
See, barbecue as well. You go there, you play a bit of volleyball, you enjoy the beautiful beaches that Newcastle have to offer.
Perfect.
And, yeah, sausage sizzle at the end. It's a yes from me.
Free to enter and compete as well.
Oh.
So, I mean, like, I don't know. You go for a dip in between games, hang out by the beach. I don't know. I think it's a great day.
And you don't have to be a pro, though, right?
No.
Social, okay. Yeah. And cost of living, free activities. Yes, please.
Well, I think they actually want new players there, to try and, like,
fantastic.
Tie out. Because it's Hunter Volleyball was, like, exhibition. They're trying to get new players there and introduce people to the game.
Great way to do it.
I used to play beach volleyball, like, with mates of mine from school. So much fun.
Mm.
And did you, like, win any medals or?
B-grade champions, actually.
Get in
if
there.
If you don't mind.
Way.
So maybe I'll have to go down there and try and give it a whirl.
Yeah. Bring out the trophy next time. I'll have a look.
All right, another heat hack, I suppose, for this weekend. Stress-free splash zone, which is, in conjunction with Lake Mac and Suicide Prevention Network. It's at Spears Point Park. And basically what they've done is they've dedicated an area at Spears Point Park to include an inflatable water slide, a water play area with water guns, obstacles, and heaps more.
How fun
is
that?
Let's do that. Maybe all three of us should go and do that tomorrow.
There you go.
Great.
I'll see you there.
It's cheeky, isn't it? That's
going
to call it. It's all fun and games till someone starts crying. And someone always starts crying.
Just you.
That'll be you, Steve.
Yeah, it will be me. That's happening Saturday between 10 and 3, like I said, at Spears Point Park. And get there for the water slide on a hot day like that is absolutely perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Last one I've got for us that I'm highlighting, Dive in Cinema.
What?
So, Maitland Aquatic Centre hosts Dive in Cinema, where you watch a movie from the pool.
Oh, that's fun.
How cool is this?
You'd be pruny while you're in there, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would. They've got food, lawn games, free swim time, and laser tag, if you don't mind. Two movies they're showing. Paper Planes is the first one, then Red Dog is the second.
Oh.
And you can watch it from your floating device on the pool.
I love that.
So, I mean, it's from 5 p.m. tomorrow. Tickets are $5 for an out-of-pool ticket.
That's all right.
And if you're in the pool, $10 to watch two movies.
That's a bargain.
That's cheap.
$5 a movie. I mean, that's about as cheap fun as you can get, pretty much, isn't it?
Other shout-out as well. Lots of citizenship ceremonies around the Hunter as well this weekend. So congrats to all our new Novocastrians and all our new Australians.
Awesome. I love that.
Welcome.
Good vibes all to be had for this long weekend. Get out there. Enjoy our beautiful city.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ass. And on the air now.
All right, so all this week I haven't had a car because it's been off getting repaired, major repairs done to the van.
Yep.
Getting it back, Oh my god, it's when you don't have a car, then you do. It's so good, right?
You think, like, how did I not drive for the first 18 years of my life? How did I function? How did I do anything?
I love having it back. So much so, Emmy was like cooking, my wife Emmy's cooking dinner, or, oh, you need any more ingredients? I can just drive down the shop and get some more. Like, any excuse to drive? Oh, yep. should we mow the lawn so I'll just move the car out the driveway? So anyway, it's good to have it back.
Like, you got your P's for the first time, isn't it?
It felt like that. But, you know, getting it fixed was a bit of a drama. Yeah, so I put it in the local mechanic in Mayfield, the Bridgestone Tyre place is where I usually just get a general service done. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I get that done, and I say, can you check out what the whining is as well while you're doing it? You know, so I do all the oil and everything. I had a listen, and they go, that is your rear centre diff. And sounds bad and important. We can't fix that there. We don't have the tools for it. You have to go to a transmission diff specialist.
Oh, that old chestnut.
Yeah.
They can tell you anything, can't they? I've got no idea what's going on.
That's the thing with mechanics. You just have to trust them, don't you? Yeah. It's like a doctor or something.
Mm. It is, essentially, isn't it? Unconditionally. You have to believe what they say. Yeah.
Exactly. Anyway, so I rang up the specialist. They're closed. They're taking time off, so not open till we got back, basically. So I take the car in there, and you do that thing where you put the key like through the little slot, you know? It's like you trust them. Once again, you trust them with your car.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
There you go, over to you. And they ring me up the next morning, and they say, they often talking like this. Right? Yeah, mate, well, your problem with your car, problem with your van, real common. You get rear pinny berries going in. I'm like, excuse me? But I don't want to say...
You don't want to make it seem like you don't know what's going on.
That's the thing. We're around mechanics, you need to act like you know what's happening.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, they'll rip you off further. That's like the golden rule.
I feel just
like
nod your head.
They're a bit like lions, aren't they? They sense your fear, mechanics. You need to show confidence, at least.
So when they said that, I was like, yeah, sounds good. Just sort it out. And they're in rear pindy berry. Right? I hang up the phone. I'm like, what is a pindy berry? This sounds like some new fruit available at Harris Farm.
It does.
This would be delicious with some, you know, acai and a bit of yogurt or whatever. Yes, I start Googling things that sound like pindy berries.
Unbelievable.
So I'm like, Toyota Hiace pinding berry. And then nothing comes up. And then I put in like Toyota Hiace van sound rear pinding or whatever.
Do you not have anyone in your life or your friend's circle that have been a mechanic or something that you could just ask for advice or just check what that is?
You've got to show confidence.
Exactly. Okay. Once again, don't want to be shown as the weak man that knows nothing about cars, right? Eventually, I find out it's a pinion bearing.
Bearing.
Oh. But the way he said it, it could have been absolutely anything. Anyway, the quote came back less than I expected, so I'm like, just get it done. Yeah. Get it sorted.
I'm sorry, Kareem. I only laugh because it is such a universal experience. Like, everyone's been panic Googling going, I don't even know what I'm looking for. What on earth has happened conversation?
Even if I do, even if I find out it is the pinion bearing, as if I can fix that.
Yeah, exactly.
If a standard mechanic doesn't even have the tools to do it, as if I am going to be able to somehow talk about it or work it out. Mechanics, they really are just wizards.
They are.
It's a different
with their
world.
Own language.
It's all black magic as far as I'm concerned.
Get up and about.
It is going to be a great weekend,
and also your birthday weekend, are your birthday today.
Happy birthday
once again.
Thanks, guys.
Are you excited to do much for the rest of your birthday, I guess?
I am, actually. First thing I'm going to do when I go home is eat and have a nap, and then it's on the margaritas and it's dancing around the house. It's going to be great. Wineries tomorrow. Yeah, it's just going to be extended birthday.
Maybe just have a nap. Skip the eating. Eating's cheating, you know, and then you'll have a real good time tonight.
That's what they say, isn't it? Eat responsibly or something
like that. Always eat responsibly, of course. We are done for not only the day, but for the week, which is so good. Of course, a few housekeeping things to do first. Mm. The boring stuff, like giving away prizes. Not boring at all.
That's the best bit of the show.
Of course, Karen in Maitland. walking away with $60 to the lucky on us just for getting involved in the show. It is super simple, isn't it?
And it's only local winners, and that local winning continues because throughout today we got more of New FM's famous back-to-school packs up for grabs. You can win them, and you win all the good stuff in there. Money can't buy these back-to-school packs.
Make sure you stick around.
Yeah.
4967-4105 is that magic number. Save it in your phone.
And never listen to anything except New FM. That is the key and the message in life.
Yeah, hope everyone has a great long weekend. It's going to be super hot, so make sure you stay cool, of course.
Very hot. And also, those double demerits are also in force, please watch your speed and all the good stuff.
Yeah, stay safe, everyone. That is the key message, and we'll see you on Monday.
See you then.
Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.